Even at the age of 92, Tom Lewis is not an idle man. When you walk into his home across from the South Boat Harbor, you'll notice a box on the couch filled with tiny wood shavings. Lewis is a whittler and makes what he calls tramp art. He's worked with wood most of his life. He never went to high school.
I started, but they wouldn't give me any grades, so I quit and then went to work.
He was 13 years old at the time, so he went to work with his father, who was a logger. Some years later, he hadn't really planned on enlisting in the military. It kind of just happened one day in September of 1942.
Well, Monday morning, I was a little hungover, and somebody said, maybe we ought to go join the Navy. And I told them, if they're serious, why, get back in the truck, and we'll go join the Navy. So everybody got in, and we went over to Corvallis, and there was 15 of us went in the Navy there at one time.
Lewis joined the Navy Reserves.
During the war, well, you couldn't tell reservists from a regular Navy anyway. We all done the same work.
He worked as a machinist on torpedo boats. The 80-foot-long boats had three 1,500-horsepower engines.
We'd go on patrol at night, and then we'd have to work on the engines during the day, get ready to go for the next night.
Lewis had already had experience with diesel engines, so, upon enlisting, the Navy sent him to Iowa State, where he trained for 4 months. He was supposed to be learning everything that would be on board the boats he would be working on, but that wasn't the case.
I was a second-class motor machinist mate, so I knew all about engines, diesel. And then I got ready to get underway with a boat, and I said, go down and engineers go to the engine room, of course. Had gas engines.
But during World War II, the crewmen made do and helped each other out. Lewis got a gunner's mate to show him how to start up the engines, and he showed the gunner, who had only learned about big guns, how to tear down the ones on the torpedo boat.
Everybody had to know everybody else's job, because we carried a small crew, and if somebody got disabled, why, we had to be able to take his job.
Lewis's crew consisted of 8 men most of the time. They patrolled around the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific.
The Navy and Army and the Marines, why, we just had to take over some of these islands that the Japanese were on. If we had to intercept some enemy ship or something, why, then we'd fire a couple of torpedoes and run.
Lewis spent 3 full years in the Navy and says that was enough for him.
I wouldn't want to do it again, but I wouldn't take a million for the experience.
So you say you wouldn't want to do that experience again. Can you tell me why?
Well, it probably was a little dangerous. I don't know. I wouldn't want to go back there.
Do you feel lucky that you made it through?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't lose many people, but some. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go back.
When the war ended, Lewis worked as a military instructor in Rhode Island. Then he was a firefighter for a short time, until he got back into logging, which he continued until he retired. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.